is a poem I've never read before in public.
All right.
No shit.
I woke up to the slow creeps of some creeps' calloused hands on my inner thigh. I always thought I was strong and vocal, but that night I proved to be as silenced as his last victim. He didn't seem to think there was anything wrong with him holding my hand while I slept. I did not know this man passed the Greyhound envelope he held in his hand. It was friendly. I knew that there was something mischievous about the way he held his hands. He found himself under my makeshift blanket composed of my coat. He grew monstrous underneath the darkness where my body lay in peaceful slumber. I woke to tell my lover that I had been violated. She responded with questions, and none of them were, "Are you all right?" She's never been violated. She doesn't know what it feels like to feel. She doesn't know what it feels like to think that you're a strong woman, but come to the realization that you're not as tall as you seem. I was stripped of my dignity with the simple graze of a fingertip. I thought that it would take more than that to break me. My girlfriend ever understand how to piece me back together? Does a stranger on a Greyhound have a history of fondling girls while they sleep? Are his usual victims young children? I wonder if possibly a frail voice would be found in some small girl. Some little girl will find the woman I was scared to summon. I sit and I think, as silent as that night on a bus, while some stranger's breath became familiar with the birthmark on my neck. And I don't know what eats me more, the fact that I was violated or that I never confronted him about it. This is the first time I've spoken about it and not made it a joke, because it's easier to laugh at weak moments, to acknowledge them as times that you were defeated. I still see this man's face sometimes, buried into my shoulder like a weeping child, but I am not a mother, he is someone's seed. And I wonder if his mother holds the same hands he invades privacy with, if she can smell me or see my fear and disgust underneath his fingernails, if she noticed that he has something that does not belong to him. I wonder if she insists that he returns it. I was traveling home. He made the land between bus stop and Detroit so foreign. No matter how many times I've crossed it on previous treks, my girlfriend would never know that land, no matter how many times she comes and visit me, because her privacy is unconquered territory. I feel like my queendom has been overthrown, and I don't know what's worse. The fact that some stranger played harp on my most intimate flesh, or the fact that he didn't think anything was wrong with it. He stared at me blankly. The look in his eyes didn't say sorry, that he was ashamed. His eyes said nothing, just like I did.
What?